Hello, my name is Sheila Wamboy, a research analyst at AIB Access Africa, and today I'll be taking you through how to open a new trading account. This year we've seen the highest number of young investors coming to, you know, open trading accounts so that they can be able to invest in the equities market. This is because, as you mentioned, as we were starting, that the equities have really performed this year, and as recently we are at above 44% equity return. So most young people are really venturing into equities and they're opening so many accounts, as well as also the Kenyan diaspora market. We are having a lot of Kenyan diaspora people wanting to come and invest in the equity market. So most people are really coming into the equities market and leaving the MMFs because of the greater return. And young people love to risk a lot. They love to venture into high-risk products. So I think we are going to see those numbers increasing even on to 2026.
Hello, my name is Sheila Wamboy, a research analyst at AIB Access Africa, and today I'll be taking you through how to open a new trading account. And first things first, we'll first go to the CMA, Capital Markets Authority. This is the regulator of all brokerage firms, where we'll find all the licensed brokers and all information about it. So on our screen, we go to the Capital Markets Authority website, and first things first, we go to the licenses, approved institutions, and we select the stock brokers to see the broker firms that are regulated by the Capital Markets Authority. So you can see all those brokerage firms, all their details, their license number, the type of website, so that you can go and maybe do your research on it. However, today we will be majoring on the AIB DigiTrader platform, and I'll be taking you through how to open a new trading account with AIB DigiTrader. All right, the first step before we open a new trading account to the DigiTrader platform, go to App Store or Play Store, download the AIB DigiTrader app and ensure that it has the right logo. Once you download it, this is the landing page that you see, where you see the username, the password, the login, sign up and open new trading account. So for the sign up, this is for clients who are AIB clients and have a CDS account with us, but have not yet begun trading with us. If you are new to us, you should click Open New Trading Account. And once you click the Open New Trading Account, you're going to see the next page, which is Create New Account. You should click on Start and you'll be able to fill in the standard details of your personal information. That is the title, first name, other name, surname. You can see me inputting all that. So key in all the standard information that you're asked to fill out. You'll be asked to fill in your first name, your second name, which is optional, but it's good if you input it as well, and your surname. Also click in the date of birth, because we allow above 18 years are the only ones who are able to trade with us. Your nationality, your mobile number, input your national ID number or your passport number. So ensure that you fill in all your details correctly and accurately. And if you are referred by an individual, make sure you click the referral code that they shared with you so that you're able to be compensated and rewarded for referring a client to us. So if you were referred by a person at a client at AIB Access, make sure you input their referral code so that they're able to be rewarded for bringing us a client. And if you used a link from that particular person who's referring you, it is going to be automatic and the code is going to be automatically placed on that sector. Once all your information on the first page are filled in, click on next and go to the second page where you see the client type. So you should say if you're a local individual, East African individual or a foreign individual, the tax bracket, you don't have to click anything on it as it is automated. You should key in the gender, the town that you live in and the country. So at the address bit, you don't have to put a postal code. You can always put the county that you live in and we'll just be fine with that. It will go through. So we proceed to the next page after you click next, and this is where you input your details where you will be able to receive your dividends. You can choose any bank or also use M-Pesa as a preferred mode of payment. So at the bank, you'll place the bank that you bank with, the branch and the account number, then click on next. You can also use M-Pesa as your preferred mode of payment, which is seamless and easier. Then once you click on next, you input a username that you'll be able to remember and a password so that when the account is created, you'll be able to use that information to log into the app and start trading with us. So ensure that you put, or rather you record the details that you use, that is the username and the password. Ensure that you record them so that you will be able to access our DigiTrader immediately your account is opened with us. Once that is done, click on next. Also ensure that the password you input is strong so that your account is, of course, protected, and ensure that your account is safe. Once you're done clicking on that, on the password and confirming your password, click on next, where you'll be able to attach your national ID, which is compulsory. Ensure that for easier identification, put your KRA pin, your signature and your photo, which are optional, but ensure that you put your national ID. Once that is done, read our terms and conditions, and if you agree to them, select the tick and create account. And once that is done, you'll get a message that that tells you that your request for opening an account with us has been received and that you'll receive your account in the next maybe 2 to 3 days. Once the account is opened with us and you receive the login information via email, this is what you're going to be seeing in the user interface. The first thing that you will see, of course, is your referral code, so that you can also be able to refer your friends and family members so that they're also able to start their investing journey with us. Onto you click on the cancel, and the first thing that we see is the first page, which is the dashboard. There you will see the invested value at the very top and the current value. This means that what amount did you invest and what is the current value that you have. So this will show the profits and losses that you have made over time. And on this case, we can see that we're in profits. When you go down, there are three things that we can see: gainers, losers, and movers. Gainers, these are the counters which have made the highest price on the market that day. So these are counters which have had the highest price hike that particular day. And losers are the counters which have seen a significant drop in their prices on that day. Movers are the counters which have been most active and they've had the highest turnover that day. Once you scroll down, you'll see the symbol. So these are the different counters that we have, the prices they are trading at that day, and the percentage change since the last day that one traded. Below that, we will get to see the market statistics. The exchange is, of course, the Nairobi Security Exchange. Total trades, these are the trades that have happened that particular day, the amount of volume of trades that have happened that day, and the number of times maybe trades have been conducted and money has exchanged hands. And total turnover is the amount of money that has been exchanged. So we go to the next tab, which is the watch list. So the watch list is where all the counters, you can be able to see all the counters, the last price that counter traded at, the change, the highest price it was traded at, and the lowest price it was traded at. And so you will see above that, you will see my watch list 1 and my watch list 2, my watch list 3. So my watch list 1 has all the counters in the NSE, around 63 of them. And the My Watch List 2, these are the traders that are more personalized to you and that you've been able to trade. We move to the next tab where we see the orders that we have placed. I'll show you how to place an order via our DigiTrader platform. I'll click on the counter like Absa, and there we'll be able to see the market depth. There is the bid quantity, the bid price, the ask price, and the ask quantity. So the bid quantity and the bid price, these are people who want to buy shares from the NSE via DigiTrader. And the ask price and ask quantity, these are people who want to sell our stocks. So because we want to buy, I'll show you how to be able to buy and sell shares via our DigiTrader platform. So today, I want to maybe try Absa and take Absa counter and buy maybe 100 shares of Absa at 23 Kenya shillings. So we can see that the ask quantity is 15,134. That is the supply of Absa shares in the market at 23 shillings. And because it is the lowest price, that is what I am going to go go with. So I will click on buy, select the security, which is Absa, then put quantity over 100 shares because those are the amount of shares that I want to buy for Absa. The order type, I will use limit. This is because I have selected my own amount. I want to buy Absa at 23 Kenya shillings. But if I wanted to buy Absa at the market price can go low or up. So that is why the order type is at limit. I've decided to buy it at 23 Kenya shillings. And the validity, I want it to trade today and maybe the trade to be executed today. If I wanted that trade to be maybe settled, if it doesn't go through today and I would want it to be settled at a later date, I would click on the GTD, that is the good today, and that settlement will be made till the time that my price and my quantity and my supply is available in the market. The trading mode, I will select delivery. This is because I am not planning to sell those shares in the course of that day. If I wanted to buy shares in the morning and sell those shares in the evening, I would click on the intraday. So after that, I ensure that everything is correct. So the security is Absa, the quantity is 100 shares of Absa, and I've decided to buy at 23 Kenya shillings. I will click on buy. You can see on the screen that the order value is 2,300, that is 23 bob for 100 shares. Brokerage charges, of course, it will be included, which is 29 Kenya shillings, 0.90, and the statutory charges, which is 14.01. So the net consideration in this case is going to be 2,343.91 Kenya shillings, and I will click on the confirm buy. You'll be able to see all orders and all the pending orders, of course, in that case, if the trades were executed. Then on the next tab, we will see our portfolio. This will show maybe what have I bought, how many shares have I bought, what is the profit that I have made, and the graphical view of what you have made over time since you invested. On the last tab, we will be able to see the funds, whereby you'll get to see the free cash balance that you can use to trade. That is the ledger balance. It shows the amount of money that you can spend to buy shares. And the pending payments are maybe payments that you had requested from us as AIB to pay you. Then there will be others and the funding limit. And the main key is, of course, the trading space. What amount of money do you have to trade? Then if you want to deposit money in your CDSC account, you can be able to use those options that are there, whereby you'll be able to use either M-Pesa or a bank transfer and follow all the prompts that you will be given. Same to the withdrawal. If you want to withdraw money either to your M-Pesa or via your bank, kindly follow the prompts and you'll be able to get money in your account. That is it for the DigiTrader app, and feel free to explore all the different maybe tabs that we've not gone through in the app. Also check our frequently asked questions on this part. You'll be able to see your statements in the app, and you can also be able to watch the app demo that will explain to you and guide you on the user interface of the AIB DigiTrader app. Thank you.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Make Money the Podcast by The Business Daily, the show where we not only tell but also show you what's happening to your money and what could happen. And of course, this is always guided by conversations with the experts of money right here. And I'm happy to introduce the topic for this week. And we are talking about how to open a trading account. What has happened over the last year is that the equities market has become the new play in town. We've seen the market gain in 2024 by over 30%. And so far this year, through mid-October, this has already been up again by around 45%. And so with investors really looking to put their money within equities, we tried to look at how can we guide you through the investing process? And that begins with the opening of a trading account. And following that process, well, we have a demo on the same. We'll have a conversation with the research analyst at AIB Axis Stock Brokerage. She's right here, Sheila Wamboi. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Then continuing my conversation, I've set the stages. What we've seen is equities becoming the new play in town. But then again, we know trading always begins with having a trading account or having a place where you can begin your trading. So what we've done is walk listeners and viewers and interested investors through that process. And what we found out effectively is that it's quite an easy process, especially digitally. We use a smartphone for this process. The challenges we identified, of course, you have to have your details right by you. So you have to have your ID in place, to have your KRA pin. You have to remember your bank account if you have to go through that route. And also create a digital signature, which is, you know, as easy as signing on a page and scanning that and using that. But when we come to the challenges, of course, you have the challenge of this is where, you know, an investor might not know really. You know, we might be talking about the market. We might write about it on the Business Daily without necessarily working you through the process, and that's what we are trying to do. Mm-hmm. And so to build on that, I think the first conversation is choosing the right stockbroker. We work with stock brokerages that are licensed by the Capital Markets Authority, but of course, they all offer the same number of services. So I'm curious to know, how do they differentiate from each other? How does stockbroker A differentiate from stockbroker B? And how would an investor discern that, and what are the factors to look at when you're considering this is a broker to pick?
Thank you very much, Kefa, for having me around. And I'll dive into your first question on how do you choose a stockbroker. So the first step, you should check at the credibility. That is this stock brokerage firm licensed by CMA? CMA is the Capital Markets Authority that regulates all the brokerage firms. So you have to ensure and check that this particular stock broker is licensed by CMA1 and it has been in the market for a longer time. So you also need to check for how long this stock brokerage firm has been offering the services. Number two is the technology. That is, the future is online, and we've seen that most people are venturing into online, and we have a DigiTrader platform. That is the AIB Access DigiTrader platform. You also need to check what kind of technology they are using and how the user interface. It should be friendly, reliable, and fast. And another thing I would mention is, of course, the costs. People want to venture into investing, but you also need to check the expenses that you incur when you want to invest. So look at the commissions that the brokerage firm is taking, as it is offering you a chance to trade. So, of course, less commissions, that is a very good thing to venture into equities if you get less commissions. And I think at the moment, we are offering the least commissions in the market at, I think, around 1.15%. And another thing is the investor education. That is, of course, the research that is done by that particular brokerage firm, because as you start, you'll need more guidance as an individual to know how you're going to start your journey in investing in the equities market. So research is also very important. And the customer support team.
We turn to the process of opening account itself. And I think for me is, you know, you have to fill out quite the details. And I did mention some of them, your KRA PIN certificate, your ID, your signature, and so on. So it's very much KYC, meaning here, know your customer. That's a requirement, of course, on a stock brokerage from the CMA, that you'd re-identify whoever is trading and, you know, who they are and where they are, yeah, what they do and whatnot. The question I have, particularly for younger people looking to invest, is sometimes you want it instant. You know, there's quite that process where, you know, you have to wait for feedback from your brokerage to come back. Maybe, did you make an error, or is there any additional information required? How soon would we get to a place where maybe I can wake up in the morning, come to work, get here by 9 a.m., open my trading account, and by 11 or even 10 a.m., I'm beginning to make my first trade? How far are we from that full automation process where you can open an account on an instance, perhaps?
I will say soon. We are not so far from achieving that, and conversations are ongoing. However, there has been, of course, delays with the compliance, but these are conversations that are ongoing, and we hope that we'll be able to at least reduce the timeline for when you can be able to get an account at the least time possible, instead of the usual maybe 2 to 3 days. So it's something that we're really working on to ensure you're able to get your account as soon as possible, just like you can be able to create a bank account with banks seamlessly.
Do you get that demand from investors? I've put it on young people, you know, wanting it now, and there's always a joke about being the microwave generation where, you know, it's that instant want for a service or good or service at the same point in time. Do you get the same from investors, you know, wanting to come in and open an account and trade as soon as possible?
Yes, actually, this year we've seen the highest number of young investors coming to, you know, open trading accounts so that they can be able to invest in the equities market. This is because, as you mentioned, as we were starting, that the equities have really performed this year. And as recently, we are at above 44% equity return. So most young people are really venturing into equities, and they're opening so many accounts, as well as also the Kenyan diaspora market. We are having a lot of Kenyan diaspora people wanting to come and invest in the equity market. So, of course, account openings have been on the rise for the longest time this year.
So this conversation was partly shaped by a conversation with a younger person who also wanted to get in. They've heard the story of the stock market gaining. They've heard the stories of 30-35% last year, 45% so far this year. We might close even above 50%. And depending on specific counters, that might be the case. The question here then becomes the demand we are seeing on investor accounts from investors. I know we've struggled to really grow the number of individual trading accounts from the around 1.4 million. I think previously we've made the point of, you know, collective investment schemes and your money market funds surpassing trading accounts at the NSE. Yeah. Do we now have the opportunity to put that behind us and perhaps maybe register, even if it's 2025, maybe grow those accounts by a third? How is it looking at the moment?
I think we'll be able to grow these accounts by way far because the market has been performing very well and we've seen crazy returns. So people want to venture into equities depending on the risk tolerance of an individual. So most people are really coming into the equities market and leaving the MMFs because of the greater return. And young people love to risk a lot. They love to venture into high-risk products. So I think we are going to see those numbers increasing even on to 2026.
In terms of investor knowledge and investor awareness, which is part of what a brokerage still has a role to play besides providing the infrastructure, how are you connecting to, you know, these young people who were never exposed to the market before? Someone comes to you and they tell you, hey, I've heard about shares. I really don't know where to start. What do I need to know to start? And of course, you tell them the account is one thing. But beyond that, of course, the nuances of the market, you know, the market being up and down and so on. There was a time when, you know, research was quite heavy in this market. I remember we had quite a number of research analysts. Research houses were quite valued back then. And I know the bear market that we've had for the last decade or so, of course, saw a lot of research guy move to banks and other institutions, you know, doing other things, corporate finance and the likes. Will we see that return of research coming back? And how pivotal is that at a time when we are now seeing interest, especially the broadening out of market interest beyond people who are in the market already, so the 1.4 million accounts, the institutional investors, the foreign investors. As we broaden out now, and I know the NSE, and that's a conversation we had previously with the CEO of the exchange, yeah, that we are likely to see broadening out in terms of the investor participation or the investor base. Are we also likely to see research also return to the same levels where, you know, mm-hmm, for that person who asked me, like, hey, I never knew this, that it will no longer be like that. We'll have closed that gap in investor knowledge, and investors basically will know where to find you, new or old.
I see research analysts actually coming on the rise in 2026 because there's a lot of knowledge gap. Young people don't know where to start, how to invest, and research is very key, even when we are advising people on where to invest, because we really assess the market and we analyze the market, and we are the people who enlighten you on where to invest and how the market is moving. And with the increased participation of investors and the renewed investor confidence, of course, research is going to go up. And we'll see more research analysts coming in as we also expand the numbers.
For new investors, I would like to know, where should they start? Of course, opening the account is one thing, and we've tried to guide that process as much as we can. What are the most important tools to have as you're trying to make your first trade?
The first thing, as you mentioned, is, of course, open a trading account with a brokerage firm that you prefer. So do due diligence on the brokerage firms, go research, do your research, and settle with one brokerage firm that you want to maybe trade with. The second thing, don't be in a rush and don't come to the equities market wanting a quick money. Sometimes it may take time to return. So get to research about the market and read as many reports that are available online so that you're able to know which stock am I venturing into, which stock do I want to buy, which stock are we supposed to hold, which stock are we supposed to sell. So make sure you do enough research on the stocks before you purchase.
Lastly, we would come to the improvements, perhaps players like yourselves, you know, you sit in that ecosystem that we are likely to see going forward, maybe 1 year out. There's been a lot of development in that phase. I like what you have with the AIB Digital Trade. I think the user interface is quite modern and quite aesthetically, that's a 2025 application. I know we've had challenges with, you know, certain applications that maybe I might not mention them here today, but mm-hmm, you've done the work on the user interface side. How would that experience look like a year from now? Now, noting there's quite a lot of developments, there's artificial intelligence. Maybe some people might want to see more research even displayed within the trading portals themselves, so that research is not sitting outside the portal and trading. You can basically have a proper view of both at the same time. How will that experience for someone looking to open an account look like a year from now, from the improvements you might see coming in?
So some of the improvements, actually, let me start by saying we've also seen some developments in the NSE where one can now trade less than 100 shares. That was not possible back then. But right now it's possible that you, as an investor, you can be able to buy less than 100 shares, which makes it even more convenient for a young investor who didn't have the money to buy as many shares. And another development I would say, or another improvement that I would say, is reducing the settlement date so that you don't have to wait for T plus 3 days to maybe settle a trade. We are hoping that we will be able to reduce that number of days to maybe T plus one, like developed markets like the US, and ensure that maybe you're able to be settled in less than 1 day. And also, I would mention that we are enhancing platforms to, of course, even favor the younger generation that is coming in and getting to just be up to date with what is happening in the markets, and also catching up with AI. So to ensure that our platforms are even convenient and seamless to the younger generation.
Sheila Wamboi, I'd like to thank you at this point for being on the podcast and helping us through the journey of making our first trade in the securities exchange.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being here.
That's Sheila Wamboi. She's a research analyst at AIB Axis Africa Stock Brokerage. And that has been another episode of Make Money the Podcast. And as always, until I catch you on the next episode, remember to make your money work for you. Goodbye.